Thank you, Father, for your word this morning. I thank you, Lord God, that you have a plan and a purpose for each one of us. And Father, you choose to tell us what that plan and that purpose is. It's been designed specifically for us, a purpose, a destiny. And Father, I ask that you open up our eyes this morning so that we can understand that the purpose isn't just, you know, a fly-by-night thing. It's specific plans, a specific roadmap that you have for each one of our lives. And Father, you want to speak to us. You want to guide us into that plan. And so, Father, I ask that your Holy Spirit enlighten us this morning, that we can get in our hearts and in our spirits the crucialness of knowing what that plan is, so that we can walk in the fullness, the perfect, not the good, not the acceptable, but the perfect will of the Father. And I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The class is called Guided by the Voice of God. I don't know about you, but I like knowing what God has planned for me. And if he has something for me to do, I want him to be really specific and very clear. You know, should I do this? Should I not do this? And I want to be able to hear his voice. And you hear all these, you know, when you read the Old Testament, you hear that people heard God. You read it. And I think, wow, that is so cool to hear. Now, did they hear with an audible voice? And how did they hear it? You know, and I had been a ministry coordinator for a prophet for many years, and I would ask him, and I would say, how do you hear God? How do you know what to say to this person? Because he gets words of knowledge and he knows about these people. And I said, and he goes, oh, I don't know. It just comes from my belly. And I'm thinking, what vicinity of your belly? You know, I mean, give me some ideas here. I mean, what does it feel like? How deep? The outside of the belly, the inside of the belly, center, where? I mean, where? I mean, and what does it feel like? And does it come up from the belly to your head? I mean, you know, I was like, just tell me. I need to know. This doesn't make no sense to me. and he never, I don't know, he never could explain it to me. And so I said, you know, I went on a search. I said, God, if you can talk to him, you can talk to me. And I want to learn how to hear your voice. So after all these many years, I've been searching the scriptures. How do you hear the voice of God? I want to make sure I always do the right thing. I want to be guided. He's got a plan and a purpose for me, and I want to know what that plan and purpose is. You know, and I know the Bible says he's got a good plan, an acceptable plan, and a perfect plan. And I'm thinking, well, you know, good's good. Acceptable is okay, but what happens when you walk in the perfect plan of God for your life? And I thought, that's where I want to be. And in order to do that, you really do need to be guided. And he said that he guides you with his eye. He'll guide you. And he said he expects his sheep to hear his voice. So I'm a sheep. I'm one of his sheep. You're one of his sheep. So we're supposed to be hearing his voice. So we need to train ourselves to hear his voice. And these next series, I have no idea how long it's going to take because you guys are always my experimental team. But I believe that God is going to show us specifically how to hear his voice, when it's him, when it's us, when it's the devil. You know, a lot of times we can distinguish between God and the devil, but sometimes we can't always distinguish, is it me or is it God? Mm-hmm. You know, and we have to exercise our senses inside of us to learn how to distinguish that. And, you know, we don't always get it all right. You know, how many of you just knew it was God? You just knew it was God and you did it and you found out it wasn't God. I was there. I've been there. You know, I said, I thought that was you, God, to find out it wasn't. So we want to do is lessen that, find out more and more really was God, and it was, you know, and less of me and more of him. And so I'm hoping that this series that we're going to go through is going to help you with that. We need to know his plan. And the one thing is we have to believe he does have a plan for us. Now, this is why I wanted to start with this, because what I normally do in my classes is I build a foundation. If you don't believe God has a plan for you and you don't believe that you can hear from God, then everything else I'm going to say won't make a hill of beans, whatever that means. But, I mean, it's not going to affect you like it's supposed to. So what I'm going to try and do is build up your faith that there is not just any old plan, but a specific plan that God has in mind for you. I'm going to show you in the scriptures, and then I'm going to prove to you that God says that he's talking to you and he wants you to hear his voice. Now, if I can bring you up in that belief level, Then when I start talking about how-tos, the exercises that you can do to help, then it's going to make a lot more sense to you, because I need to build a faith up that you really can hear him. And he has a specific plan that he has to have you walk in for his perfect will. And so let's go over to John 10:27. If you've never been in my class before, you'll know that I go through a lot of scripture. But in there, I've written it all down, so you don't have to really be reading your notes as you go along. If the Holy Spirit brings me up something that I know is not in your notes, I will tell you, so you can write it down if you want. So, because he has a tendency of doing that too. The text is John 10:27, and it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Now, here he's saying is that we do hear his voice, and we follow him. So that's good. And he knows us. So there's some real good scriptures there where we are to know his voice, and we can hear it, and we actually follow him. And so why does God have to guide us, though? You know, ask that question. Why does God have to guide us? Isn't it enough to do just what I think is best? You know, you open it, you wake up for the day, and you just start to do what you know you're supposed to do, and, you know, isn't that good enough? And do I really need God's guidance and direction each and every day? Well, I think through this series I'm going to prove to you that you do. It's not just good enough to wake up in the morning and just go about your daily stuff, even though you need to do that. But there's going to be times, specifically during the course of that day, that the Lord wants to speak to you. And he's going to say, "Jenny, Richard, Dana, I have to have you go do this. And I need you to stop what you're doing and go do this. Stop this and go call that person. Stop." Do you see what I'm saying? Because he'll even wake you up in the night and he'll say, "Pray. I need you to pray." He did that to me once when he woke me up and he showed me in a dream that this boy was about ready to commit suicide. And I woke up and the Lord said, "Pray." And so I prayed until I felt like I could finally go back to sleep and it was okay to stop praying. It was just a perception. And I found out the next day, a woman called me and she said, "Would you pray? My son is suicidal. He tried to commit suicide last night, but he didn't do it." And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know, God decided to let me know. And I thought to the Lord, I said, "Well, it'd be wonderful to meet this guy someday." Well, 3 months later, he came to my house and I met him. And it was shocking too, because he was in it was a Bible study meeting, and he just said, is she the one? And he's looking at me. I'm like, uh-oh, what did I do? You know, I'm like, oh no, I hope I didn't pray wrong for somebody, you know, and they're mad at me, you know. And he says, you're the one. He says, "The night I had a gun and it was loaded and I had it in my mouth and it was cocked, I was ready to blow my brains out," he says, "and then something happened. It was like the Spirit of God just gave me the strength to take it off because I knew somebody was praying." You know, that those kinds of things, we have to be faithful to hear God and to know when it is time to pray and what to do in any specific situation for our own welfare, for the welfare of our children. We have to get ourselves that sensitive that we can hear God. And there's a way you can get there. And my husband, Luzzy, goes, "Boy, you have the most amazing dreams." You know, he says, "It wasn't until then that up to then I kept thinking, oh, these dreams she has, she's, you know." But, and we're going to talk, because God does talk to us through dreams. I'm going to share that a little bit later with you, too. But it wasn't until that one, boy, he started taking my dreams seriously then, because God does talk through dreams. So let's start with a basic foundation. Have you ever thought or pondered in your heart, is there a specific plan for me? Is there a purpose for my life? You know, if you wake up without purpose, you feel like there's no hope, and it leaves you in a state of depression. So you have to know that there's a purpose in your life. There's a reason that you're here. There's a purpose, a plan, a specific design plan. And God actually has something important for us to do. It's just not normal everyday stuff. There's really important things that God wants us to do, and we have to find out how to walk in them. So let's go over to Colossians. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, it's after, Galatians, huh? Right before the T's, there you go. All the T's are together. Colossians 4:17. And it says, "Take heed to the ministry." Now that word ministry is official service, which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. And that word fulfill means complete, fill to satisfaction, and finish. You know, we are called by God to become powerful leaders in the body of Christ. We are. We're called. And it's important that we do the work that God has called us to do so he can bring us to the level that he wants to bring us in. And so, and that call is advancing the kingdom of God. Okay? We are called as leaders to advance the kingdom of God. And he has a divine purpose for your life. And you know what? Somebody has to guide us into that divine plan. It's a divine plan, and somebody has to guide us. You know, in our own human flesh, we're moved by the senses. We have our five senses, and we usually, they're strong in our life because we're still in this flesh body. And we need to learn how to hear our spirit man on the inside of us and be moved by that, not by our senses. Because we're so used to using our senses for everything. It's what we hear, what we see. We're moved by those things. You know, what we feel, we react. And the Lord is saying, there's something deeper. There's a deeperness in you, and that is your spirit. That is where I speak from. And we need to learn how to tap into your spirit to hear God. God can speak in a loud voice. He can literally, you know, have anybody ever heard God speak your name? And you looked around and you were thinking, did somebody just call my name and nobody was around? Yeah, you know, he's done that to people before. You know, that was, I think it could have been either the audible voice of God or it was so strong in your spirit that you thought you heard it with your physical ears. Now, you know when you hear the voice of God, my friend Eugene, for those of you who know him, he said, he woke him up and he says, I have something to tell you about Jenny. And his neighbor, it woke him up. And then he started speaking to him about me. And because he needed to pray for me on something that I was going through. And his neighbor came up to him, who was, I don't think he was a godly man. I don't think he was not a Christian. And he goes, does God always speak to you that way, that loud? He heard him. So that was an audible voice of God. I mean, you know, he heard it because he said, Eugene, I have to talk to you about Jenny. And so this guy heard it and woke him up apparently. And they said, oh my goodness, God is talking to Eugene. But anyway, God is the only one that knows the best, safest passage for you in your life. He knows where the pitfalls are. He knows what's around the bend. And we need to know that kind of stuff. I talked about one of the other classes that the prophets went around for 2 years in Bombay. Bombay Company, I like that word. Pompeii for 2 years saying, get out. Telling the Christians to get out. It's going to come down. It's going to fall. You know, so God does talk to us. And he wants to preserve us and protect us from calamities that are right around the corner. But too many of us are not hearing him. So we have to get our spiritual ears in tune to hear what he has to say. He has, Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts, and that's the imaginations or the intentions, that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And that word that I think towards you is esteem or reckon. So he says, I know the intentions that I reckon towards you, says the Lord. I know the intentions. I have some plans. My thoughts and my intentions are to esteem you, to reckon you, you know, for a good expected end. That expected end was a hopeful end. So he's reckoning us. He's trying to get us to a place where we're walking in everything that he's called us, which are all those good works. And I wanted to read it from Knox for you. I think this might have put it in your notes. I have not lost sight of my plan for you, the Lord says, and it is your welfare I have in mind, not your undoing. For you too, I have a destiny and a hope. And I like that. And I said, so God took time to create us, to give us a purpose in this life, and he has a specific destiny in mind for each one of us. My destiny is not the same as yours. You can't go by what my destiny is for you. Well, Ginny's doing this. Well, I'll try that. It doesn't work. Because what I'm called to do is not necessarily what you're called to do. But I get the same reward as you get if you completely walk in what you're supposed to do and I completely walk in mine, and it doesn't matter whether I'm the janitor or you're a preacher. Do you see what I'm saying? It's all the same reward because you have done your full plan that God gave you. And we don't want to miss out what that plan is. We have to be guided by Him. We have to know what's around the bend. We have to know the path. We're going to miss out on too many things. How many of us just miss out on the things of God because He had to find somebody else because we weren't in tune? Our tuner wasn't quite to the right channel. And so we, through these classes, I'm going to believe we're going to start fine-tuning us. And by the end of this, I'm believing you guys are going to say, wow, I heard God. He spoke to me yesterday. He told me to do this. And then He confirmed it with a word from somebody else just to show me. Because that's what He's going to do. He's going to tell you something. Then you're going to obey and you're going to do it. And then before you know it, you're going to maybe hear it on the radio. Something that's going to click like a light bulb. Or somebody's going to come up and say something to you. Or like the dream that I had. You all knew about the dream that I had about I sang the song. Rollin', 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 keep those doggies movin', rawhide. Not that He's calling you dogs, but I wanted to go to Cuba, okay? And I was, oh, God, I want to open that. You know, I have an invitation from the pastor down in Cuba, and I wanted to go, and I want to put a team together. And I said, but God, what do you think? And I went on a fast because I wanted to really get my spirit in tune to really hearing because it was so, because it's dangerous to go to, I mean, that's a communist country. And so it's dangerous to go there without God saying, yeah, go. You know, that's His plan. If it's His plan, you're okay. If it's not His plan, you're in trouble, okay? And so I had that dream. The Lord was trying to tell me when I got up and I started praying. I said, God, what are you trying to tell me? He says, look, you started a plan here at the church. You know, the pastor has put you in a place to teach. So stay with it. Keep them rolling in that direction. I have a plan and a purpose, and this is where I want you right now. I said, okay, you know. And so, but the next day, which was, I had that dream Saturday night, Sunday morning, I went to church, and pastor comes up to me while I'm greeting at the door, and he goes, you know, I don't know why, I've been thinking. I think God wants you just to stay here for a while, and then He's going to send you out. And then he walks away. And I'm thinking, okay. See, that's how God works. He'll confirm a lot of the things, just so you know you heard from Him. And then, if that wasn't enough, maybe I'm dense, but I'm sitting in the service, right? Have you ever hear? Were any of you here when the pastor sang that song? He actually, in the middle of his sermon, you heard it? Yeah, he goes, rolling, 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 keep those doggies moving, rolling. I'm like, oh my God, my eyes were like saucers. Too much, so I called him up the next day and I said, why did you do that? Let me tell you something. And he goes, gee, it wasn't even in my notes either. So God will confirm. So what he's going to do is you're going to be sensitized to His spirit. You're going to say, I think this is God. I don't think this is me. I think this is God. I think I just heard Him. So I'm going to do it. And then what He's going to do is He's going to confirm it through fun little way. He's a fun God. He didn't have to have that song and then have pastors sing it. I mean, what kind of song? I haven't seen that thing in 30 years, that movie, you know? I mean, I said, God, you really have a sense of humor. You're a lot of fun. I mean, the more you get to know God, He's a lot of fun to hang around. He really is. So anyway, what I'm saying is try to be someone else. You know, I have a purpose. You have a purpose. Don't be try to be somebody else. Be your own self and do what God has called you to do. God doesn't treat us like robots. He has a unique plan for each of us. He says He numbers the hairs on our head. So He's got specific things for each one of us to do. So He guides you, and He doesn't just take you from one place to the next.